Chapter 14. On the day the Lord relieves you of sorrow and unrest and the hard service in which you have been enslaved, you will take up this taunt song against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has reached his end, how the turmoil is stilled. The Lord has broken the rod of the wicked, the staff of the tyrants that struck the peoples in wrath relentless blows, that beat down the nations in anger with oppression unchecked. The whole earth rests peacefully, song breaks forth. The very cypresses rejoice over you and the cedars of Lebanon. Now that you are laid to rest, there will be none to cut us down. The netherworld below is all astir, preparing for your coming. It awakens the shades to greet you, all the leaders of the earth. It has the kings of all nations rise from their thrones. All of them speak out and say to you, "You too have become weak like us. You are the same as we." Down to the netherworld your pomp is brought, the music of your harps. The couch beneath you is the maggot, your covering the worm. How have you fallen from the heavens, O morning star, son of the dawn? How are you cut down to the ground, you who mowed down the nations? You said in your heart, "I will scale the heavens. Above the stars of God I will set up my throne. I will take my seat on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Yet down to the nether world you go, to the recesses of the pit. When they see you, they will stare, pondering over you. "Is this the man who made the earth tremble and kingdoms quake? Who made the world a desert, raised its cities, and gave his captives no release? All the kings of the nations lie in glory, each in his own tomb, but you are cast forth without burial, loathsome and corrupt, clothed as though slain at sword point, a trampled corpse. Going down to the pavement of the pit, you will never be one with them in the grave. For you have ruined your land, you have slain your people. Let him not be named forever, that scion of an evil race. Make ready to slaughter his sons for the guilt of their fathers, lest they rise and possess the earth and fill the breadth of the world with tyrants. I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon name and remnant, progeny and offspring, says the Lord. I will make it a haunt of hoot owls and a marshland. I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts.